Blog Talk Radio.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life. The only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any...
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Holistic Healing Hour. Today, on the Blog Talk Radio format and platform, welcome one and all. Some of you via our invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, every single day. And ubiquitous audience, one and all, where applicable, thank you for being here and at my other three audio versions daily. My YouTube offering, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Please do give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe. We're comfortable in doing so. Continue to interact with our daily poll questions. And we are growing exponentially because you're doing so, and we appreciate that. Going to be here for 15 minutes for sure. We're already about a couple of minutes in after the intro. Going to just read the description of today's show. For a couple of reasons, welcoming Byron specifically via invite here on this platform as a prelude for himself. And those of you that join me, welcome back. So Byron can get familiar with what will be his first time this platform, because he's been with me via audio visual his other six previous performances and appearances, one of which is this year and the other five, within the confines of last year. So Byron is indeed a seasoned guest on my podcast over at the BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour, and this will be his upcoming seventh appearance, Thursday night leap year as it becomes at time of taping, and it will be his first opportunity to be on this Blog Talk Radio platform. So, again, overall, it's his second appearance this calendar year. The last time was audiovisual. Pardon me. So I've been embarked via my archival shows, those of you that have heard them, on this behind-the-scenes study about the history, the radio overall, and then how it emanated into radio podcasting, predominantly here in the U.S., via serial radio shows, and I went through the different decades of time, going back to 20s, the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and then as that segued and broached into the onset of television as a medium of communication. And then I joked around a little bit, as I did at the tail end of a couple of those shows, the onset of radio podcasting historically. Some 24 years ago now, back at the 2000 break with Adam Curry and David Weiner, for sure, Adam Curry being the pod father and or godfather of podcasting overall, but for sure, radio podcasting, which up until that time, video, the radio star. And I goof around a little bit. That's my theme on this. I don't think video will ever kill audio and or vice versa. It goes to playing to the five senses. So in any event, over the last handful of clients this calendar year, basically most of them have been on my radio show. and commence, you know, close enough for March now as we're winding down and when Byron joins me on Thursday. And again, repeat guest Isabel Thor as well this Thursday. It'll be her second time on this platform via the radio show and then Byron's first. Thanks, everybody. What I did on the adjacent video display board that accompanies this Blog Talk Radio platform, I took the liberty, and, you know, I've already got my lawyers. I contacted them. So a copyright infringement from my friend Byron. I tease my friend Byron. It's a joke. I went in. I went in and made some copies of his websites, just random pictures on his website for the display board aspect so Byron can see himself and his own headshot should be coming across the video display. And then just the random packages, well, pictures that when you get to his website, which I'm going to reference in a moment, are displayed, you know, unique to his packages and his offerings and his therapies and testimonials from his clients and so on and so forth. So Byron, kind of unbeknownst to himself, I tease Byron. He knows all of this. We're going to communicate. He's a co-host now at this point in time. He's a welcome guest here. He has kind of unfettered access to go in whatever direction. And I believe we're going to be talking about B.F. Skinner and operant behavior in the Thursday night show. But we'll all be pleasantly surprised together because Byron, I'm sure, is going to continue to come back. He's kind of given that verbal go. And it's been wonderful so far. So he's helping me. I'm helping him. And it will be curious for the data overall on the audio and visual here, but the radio part. I want to accentuate the radio. It's still very much so a very powerful medium and another adjunct to visual. So with the display board as well, all upcoming guests, please be advised, Isabella, and I'll contact her. I'll put some more headshots and pictures of your website as well. And then upcoming guests as they feather out, Madonna Hannah will be on my radio show in March. Tim Doyle will be on my radio show over in China. I think he and I are going to try to do a video, speaking of videos, tomorrow. But he will be on this platform at some point in time, upcoming. And who am I leaving out? Catherine Sanks, Catherine Strongheart, in mid-March, without having my calendar, is booked. And it does seem like I'm forgetting someone. My apologies if I slighted anybody because I'm reaching out and they are reaching out to me in correspondence from many agencies representing many categories that we cover here. Always food for the mind, body, and soul. So for Byron's sake, when he gets through here to look at it, this is basically what the disc entails, Byron, my friend. And we'll be exchanging that. And whatever you would like to see Byron put on that display board, that's kind of the built-in value-added service, in my humble opinion, to get the best. And it does play the audio visual retention. And I would love to have Byron, not necessarily in this upcoming episode. I threw out some other potential questions for future shows. And I would love to have him exchange to his comfort zone of what kind of audio therapy he might be using in his practice or has considered, or, hey, Mr. or Mrs. Jones, as his patient, I'd love to have you listen to this series of, I don't know, MP3s or something like that. He may indeed be doing that. And, of course, in all honor of the Hippocratic Oath and all of that, we're way beyond that. We're not asking for specifics. Come on, Byron, tell us the juicy details. Hi, Kid, my friend, Byron. So with 5 minutes or less here, everybody else that continues to join me here, thank you. You're helping us support the show overall. We grow one star seed at a time with your help. So a couple of probing questions here, like I'd like to try to interject in all my shows. What makes this episode unique as the first video appearance for Byron, which will transpire here, video, audio, via this medium, for Byron on Thursday night, He'll leverage the power of Blog Talk Radio's combined audio and video platform to whatever he wants to use it for. I know he's in the process of writing a book. If he wants to update us on that and has a picture of a cover or is close to being released or when it is, that would be one time. If it's not now, to use the video display board to accentuate showing his book and the cover and the contents and anything else as he refines and devises his packages of therapies and any accompanying pictures of what he wants to display. So same premise. And agencies that are reaching out to me and have, thank you, we're blessed that we have worldwide exposure. I'll be talking to a good friend tomorrow. One way, shape, or form or another, I tease my friend Tim. Little inside joke. Towers and interference up in the sky. It's all life in the new world order. And Tim and I have some really good stories on camera and off camera to chuckle about on that. And Byron, too. And Byron, too, on the audio video. Do check out the very last show we did when I teased my friend Byron, but I meant it. I kept snapping off. Due to technical difficulties, and he basically manned the whole show. I basically did nothing in that show except keep popping back on, going, "Well, I think I'm here," or I cared a little bit. And he did a wonderful, masterful job pulling that off. It's very disconcerting, you know. I know it's a respite when I snap off, like, "Good, hopefully he doesn't come back." I'm teasing a little bit, but it's very disconcerting snapping off. And he's well acclimated to reading the meter, so we're refining things. And in all due respect to that other platform, I'm continuing to use them in a different capacity because they have wonderful sound, post-production, and all of that. You know, they're not to blame. It's only progression that they have servers all over Europe. Well, you know, between weather satellites, whatever satellites and communication satellites that are up in the sky for years and whatever else is going on up in the sky, there's always some kind of interference, like with reception for your television, your radio station, pun intended, when I did the shows on the history of radio back in the days, the static of landing on, you know, whatever, 90.9.5 for a call station when it was... and you weren't quite there. Television for sure, way back in the day, turning it on, waiting for the white dot to come on, the rabbit ears, tapping it on the side, sometimes with force, no violence, looking at the horizontal vertical hole, trying to figure out what time, whatever show it was that you were watching, and usually in some instances, well, such and such a show, Red Skelton Hour, just to pick one in the 50s or whatever. If it was 9 o'clock on a Tuesday night, I'm randomly picking these. Usually you'd get started at dinner time at 6 o'clock. Let's warm up old Betsy so we can don't miss the show. All right, less than a minute, I goof around. Audio, visual, this display board to accentuate reels, if you will, glorified reels, and whatever the agencies that come up, because we're literally welcoming butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world, authors, psychotherapists, just a wide breadth, women's issues, health. It's such an expansive, deep topics of discussion, thus is why the many platforms and the many mediums to try to accentuate our presentation, which is for the good of your audience, our audience, our audiences together, as collectively we're working to change old mindsets and progress in the future. And this is about my legacy, your legacy, and our legacy. So continue to join us each and every day, here, there, and everywhere. Thank you for your continued support. We'll say bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody. We'll see you the next time around. Byron, my friend, Porky Pig, a bee, 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 bee. That's all, folks. Bye-bye.